join us at Devon House this February as the spoken word takes center stage at Arts in the Park. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Welcome to the program.
I represent from Uwe to Kencott, from Flankers to Havana, from Kid Lane to Mongoose Town, from Java to Matilda's Corner, from Gregor Park to Ethiopia, from wiping car glass to manufacturing car parts.
That was an excerpt from a piece written and performed by dub poet Steppa. And come February 16, the air at Devon House will be filled with more of the spoken word as the Tourism and Entertainment Ministry hosts the second staging of Arts in the Park. Arts in the Park was launched in 2013 and focused primarily on promoting the island's reggae bands. One of those bands was Raging Fire. The event was dubbed a success by both organizers and attendees.
What we did is that we invited international booking agents, talent scouts, and record companies to come down to look at these bands to provide developmental assistance as well as exposure for these bands. So we invited from Def Jam, from Warner, from BET, etc.
Entertainment Director in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, Tafari Burns. Director of A&R at Jay-Z's Rock Nation, Omar Grant, was among the invited guests, and he had high praises for the event.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's just a great energy down here. I'm happy to come down here. I'm happy that they invited me down here to see all this talent that's going on. Reggae has always been an uphill battle, breaking out to like the States and other places, but I think if we do more of this and more awareness of reggae music and more acceptance, I think it'll break through and actually take it to another level and actually have people in other states and other countries around the world really pay attention to reggae music and really appreciate it more.
This year's staging of Arts in the Park will focus on another aspect of the creative industries.
Arts in the Park is aimed at promoting the various creative sectors and creative industry practitioners. The next staging of Arts in the Park will be centered around the spoken word.
Entertainment Director in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, Tafari Burns. The spoken word, or poetry as it is formally known, is written and presented in several forms. Dub poetry is one form.
I represent the youth whose common wealth is their common health. Gangrene brains, sewage lanes, guns more expensive than houses. Chinks, roaches, crab louses. I see you all sweating. Allow me. Leave me, let me express my grosses. I represent the youth you would never want sitting in your couches.
Dub poet Steppa. Arts in the Park is free to the public, and all are invited over to Devon House on February 16 to support our local poets as they share their art form. And with that, we close the curtains on this week's Tourism Roundup. But before we go, here's another taste of what you can expect from Arts in the Park 2014.
Yeah, man, already. Ready back for real reggae roots and rock steady. Give it to me. I said you're to give it to me. Some Peter Tosh, some Garnet Silk, and some Dennis Brown medley. That was music. Some of them music can nowadays ill me. The music fraternity is sometimes crazy. Them brains, mind, and intellect is lazy. How the music gone, ya? How the music gone, ya? How the music gone, ya?
The poet Stepper. I'm Camilla Guthrie, inviting you to join me again next time. Until then, one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.